This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being seen today, as COVID-19 cases worldwide approach 14 million, with a death toll of more than 591,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India's watched its virus infection number top a million, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities approaching 26,000. Brazil's quickly mounting caseload now tops 2 million, with over 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease, though he says he is more worried about his nation's economy than the pandemic. India's sad milestone has deepened anxieties tied to the country's overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Israel has reinstated a wide variety of virus precautions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls them interim steps to avoid another general lockdown. Restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on weekends. Weekend closure of barbershops, beauty salons, tourist sites, and beaches is also planned. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is lifting a government recommendation against using public transit and will end the advisory that people work at home. Johnson's chief science advisor, however, says the work-at-home guidance should stay in force. Britain has lost more than 45,000 lives to COVID-19. Indonesia says it's extending its social restrictions in the capital of Jakarta, which has sustained nearly 16,000 of the country's reported 82,000 COVID infections. It's been 3 weeks since Indonesia lifted its first set of restrictions. The death toll in the country is more than 3,800. South Korea appears to be making progress in tamping down a recent virus outbreak. 60 new cases were reported today, 39 of them carried in from